Cardinal Stage Company is presenting its first full-length virtual musical, Ordinary Days by Adam Guan. Returning to the style it knows and loves, American musical theater, and it's directed by Kate Galvin. The music director is Ray Fellman, and our guest is one of the stars of the show, Julian Diaz-Granados. And they're all in different studios, and I'm curious about how this is all working out. Julian, you were here for Newsies. You're That's operating right. in New York, and I gather you're working with a green screen?
That's right. Yeah, we're all the actors are working remotely. We've been recording remotely, working over Zoom with Ray and Kate, getting the music together, and then we'll all be filming using green screen so that we can appear to be in the same place. Yes, it's been a fully remote production so far and felt more together than one might expect. It's been a really collaborative process, regardless of the fact that we're separated by distance.
Ray, tell us a little bit about the music direction.
It's a sung through piece, so it's all underscored. A beautiful, wonderful score, and took a good deal of practice. Adam Guan is an amazing composer, and his music is very accessible, very easy to love. And you hear it and you think, oh yeah, this is really, you know, it's groovy, it's kind of fun, or this is a little bit complex. You realize, oh, that rhythm is a little bit different than what you would expect, even though it sounds totally accessible. He's a fantastic, fantastic writer. And this piece really showcases his work. I started by sending everybody rehearsal tracks. This was before Christmas. We'd all gather in a room. I would do one-on-one coaching to get started. And then we would start to put everything together. But since we're not in a room, but what was wonderful was our first day of sort of virtual coaching then. The singer would sing to the track that I sent, and then Kate and I would weigh in on how it was going. And then I was gathering information through those sessions to be able to go into the studio to do a final track. For example, Julian might say, hey, at measure 54, could I just have a little more time? This is my interpretation. And so I would sort of put that in the back of my head and then go into the studio and give him that time in the piano track. It's been a challenge. It's been an incredible learning experience. And it's been such a pleasure to be able to do something creative right now.
Being able to be creative during the COVID pandemic. Julian, tell us a little bit about your character.
Jason lives in New York, and he is an architect, and he is dating this woman named Claire, and they've been together for about a year and a half, and it's about that time to take it to the next level, so he asks to move in. It kind of chronicles their journey as through their relationship. It becomes a little rocky, and they start to try to navigate that. They start having some problems communicating. And at the same time, there's a couple that we don't know. This other couple, they're very impactful on our lives and on our relationship.
Wow. So, and Claire is played by Kayla Marie Eilers, who's familiar to Cardinal patrons for her roles. Then we've got the other couple who are Indiana University Theater BFA program, and that's Nina Donville and Henry Miller.
They're playing Warren and Deb. Warren is a artist's assistant. The artist becomes incarcerated. He begins to kind of take up his work and to continue that on. And Deb is a graduate student. And so she is working on her thesis. They're very much opposite. She's very studious, quite to the book. And he's an artist's assistant. He's a little bit all over the place, very much in touch with his emotions. Through fate, they cross paths. And while they don't necessarily mesh right away, they start to realize that they can learn a bit more from each other than they may have initially thought. And so their friendship begins to grow. You see their friendship and relationship growing as you see Claire and Jason's start to deteriorate a bit and run into some problems. I don't want to give anything away. It's a feel-good musical. It leaves you happy at the end.
Ordinary Days by Adam Guan plays February 11th through the 21st. It's on demand, cardinalstage.org online, or over the phone at 336-9300. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.